For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Almost 6 years after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, a grand jury has indicted several participants. The Virginia Supreme Court agrees to hear an appeal regarding the denial of early release for some people incarcerated in the Commonwealth. The Virginia Department of Elections is working to remove a long list of now deceased voters from the voter rolls. And opinions are divided over who will own a massive new offshore wind farm in Virginia. This is the WMRA Daily for Wednesday, April 19th. Almost 6 years after the deadly Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville, a grand jury has indicted several participants. As WMRA's Randy B. Hagee reports,
some of the people who participated in the first march of the 2017 rally have been charged with felony indictments for violating Virginia's law against burning objects to intimidate. The Daily Progress reports that Commonwealth's attorney Jim Hingley said in a statement that the indictments were issued, quote, as part of a criminal investigation that is active and ongoing. A grand jury issued several indictments in connection with the Charlottesville rally. The Albemarle Circuit Court clerk said that when confirmation is received that those people have been served, then their names will be released. Burning with intent to intimidate is a Class 6 felony with a maximum penalty of 5 years in prison. The far-right protesters descended on the University of Virginia campus on August 11, 2017, a day before a man drove his car into a crowd of counter-protesters, killing Heather Heyer and seriously injuring others. For WMRA News, I'm Randy B. Hagee.
Virginia Public Radio's Sandy Houseman also reports on the indictments.
In the summer of 2017, hundreds of people marched to the iconic rotunda at UVA on the night before a deadly right-wing rally in downtown Charlottesville. Many carried tiki torches, and UVA law professor Ann Coughlin says that may have been illegal.
We have a statute that prohibits people from burning an object in a public place in a manner that has a tendency to place others in fear of death or bodily injury.
Soon after the attack, the Commonwealth's attorney, Republican Robert Tracy, decided not to prosecute. But the current prosecutor, Democrat Jim Hingley, convened a grand jury which has indicted multiple individuals for a Class 6 felony, punishable by up to 5 years in prison. Normally, Coughlin says, a 6-year lapse could make prosecution difficult.
Evidence may degrade, memories may fade.
But in this case, she says, there's plenty of video and photographic evidence.
And it's every bit as fresh today as it was then.
Prosecutor Hingley would not say how many individuals will face charges, but his investigation continues. I'm Sandy Houseman.
The Virginia Supreme Court agreed to hear an appeal from the ACLU of Virginia regarding the denial of early release for some people incarcerated in the Commonwealth. Last summer, the General Assembly abruptly denied early release for hundreds of people. At the request of Governor Glenn Youngkin, lawmakers rolled back good behavior credits they'd recently expanded for those incarcerated. The ACLU of Virginia sued the Virginia Department of Corrections last year to force the state to release Antoine Anderson and Stephen Preece. Attorneys say the agency wrongfully canceled sentence credits Anderson, Preece, and others had earned. An Albemarle Circuit Court judge denied the petition, but the Virginia Supreme Court this week said it would hear the ACLU's appeal. The Virginia Department of Elections is working to remove a long list of now deceased voters from the voter rolls. The Virginia Department of Health found thousands of death records that had not been shared with election officials. From partner station WAMU, Margaret Barthel reports.
The review examined the health department's death records going back to 1960. As a result, nearly 19,000 voter records have been sent to local registrars to be removed. Elections officials have also expanded the way deaths get reported to the voter system. Local registrars will now be allowed to reference obituaries to confirm the death of a voter, and a new form will allow families to directly notify their registrar of a voter's death. The news comes as the Commonwealth gears up for another election year, and as elections officials seek to replace Virginia's aging voter registration system.
Margaret Barthel reporting. Virginia is about to get a massive new offshore wind farm with 170 turbines, and opinions about who should own it are divided. Also with Virginia Public Radio, Michael Pope reports.
The Clean Economy Act calls for more than 5 gigawatts of power generated by offshore wind by 2034. But who should own those dozens of turbines? Harry Godfrey at Advanced Energy United says the governor recently proposed an amendment to a bill that would have made a significant change.
Right now, under the law, the utility would certainly own and operate that and would likely go about developing that as well. The governor's amendment expands who could bid on that, own and operate it. So not necessarily just the utility, but a third-party provider, and they would undertake the financial risk of doing that.
The governor's amendment had lots of support, including from groups that don't often agree with each other. But members of the General Assembly rejected it without a vote. That was a mistake, says Stephen Hayner at the Thomas Jefferson Institute.
It is the only one in the entire United States which will be owned directly by the utility. The pattern everywhere else is that a third-party developer builds the turbines and owns the facility. Dominion's the only utility that's going to own one of these things directly, and that's very dangerous for consumers because that means all the risk is on Dominion's customers.
Supporters of the governor's amendments say this idea is likely to make a comeback next year when members of the next General Assembly gavel into session after the election. I'm Michael Pope.
For WMRA News, I'm Kimberly Daggy. Thank you so much for listening and have a great day.